Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Is with me in studio today for Don't Miss.
Don't Miss, yes. We're going to be talking about all the films, TV shows, gigs, tickets, concerts, everything you shouldn't miss this week and just all the news about
it. All the new releases. Mm. So you don't miss a moment at the water cooler at the lunchtime desk. The first, I suppose, movie you're going to tell us about this week. If people are planning a cinema trip, this is what you need to see.
So before we got married, we did this thing where we said the worst thing we've ever done.
Okay. I'll tell mine if we all do it. Promise?
What did you do?
This dog.
Beer bottles and porn.
You left in there overnight.
Yeah.
What's the worst thing I've ever done?
Okay,
Are you serious?
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna order an Uber.
Emma, what the f***?
Yes, that's the drama starring Zendaya and Robert Pattinson. A24, so this is the studio behind the likes of Marty Supreme, Everything Ever All at Once, Moonlight, so the big Oscar movies. But I really didn't know what to expect. I thought it was kind of a comedy, drama, rom-com, romance-y, and it starts that way. And then as you see, it takes a turn. So basically it starts off, they're writing their wedding vows. Their wedding is that Saturday, it's early in the week. They go out, as you heard in that clip, with their maid of honour and their best man, and they have lots of wine. They're doing a tasting just days before, and they play a game, what's the worst thing you've ever done, after a few bevvies in. And Zendaya's character, Emma, tells hers, and let's just say it doesn't go well.
Right.
Nobody ever looks at her the same. It's days before the wedding. Her maid of honour won't speak to her.
She's the bride.
She's the bride. Charlie, played by Robert Pattinson, is the groom. He really doesn't know what to do. He's kind of going through it. Not to give anything away, but it starts
what
as a rom-com.
What does she do? I'm dying to know.
It starts as a rom-com and it delves into things that are really, I suppose, complex topics in especially the US. So it delves with just maybe gun violence, mass shootings, and just, I suppose, people's reactions to hearing something like that possibly could have happened. So it takes a big turn and it's an interesting watch. It's actually quite an easy watch and it is funny. Like, there's comedy in it, dark comedy, I would say.
Yeah.
With a touch of romance. And best yet, it's an hour and a half. So perfect.
Which is the dream cinema duration.
Bring that back.
Is it actually out? Has it been released?
Yes. I saw it in the cinema on Friday.
Okay, so it is there and available.
One of those that's nice in the cinema. I think one of those things that you need to sit and you need to be watching and kind of really taking in all of the emotions.
Sounds like it's fast-paced. My kind of movie.
It is fast-paced, but it's also told in the kind of storytelling terms of, as I said, they start by writing the speech for the wedding and it kind of goes along that way. So it tells their story quite nicely in kind of going back and forth and how they met and all the tales and then just kind of going back to the childhoods and what actually makes people who they are.
So that is the drama, your movie recommendation. What else if people are planning a cinema trip this weekend?
There's the new one with Regia Jane Page, Yumi in Tuscany. Again, rom-com. I'm a rom-com kind of girl, I guess.
Right.
But we haven't seen him really since Bridgerton. Do you know, he was the first, he was the Duke, and then he didn't come back. He didn't renew. He kind of got really big and thought he was too big for it. So this is the first thing we'll see him in. So if I was to see something else this weekend, that's top of my list.
Bridget Jones' Diary.
Bridget Jones' Diary is 25.
I cannot believe that.
I know. So if you want to see that, now's the time. Like, I didn't see that at the time.
But sorry, it's just a replay of it. It's not another new one.
It's to commemorate the anniversary. So it's 25 years old. Cinemas, I actually love when they do this because I was 4 when this came out. So I never got to see it at the cinema. So I love that you can go to see it in cinema. So loads of cinemas this weekend are seeing it. So Omniplex, Cineplex, check your local cinemas. I checked a few and most around the country are actually doing this on Friday or the Monday. 25th anniversary. So if you want to get in and see it on the big screen, I know I definitely would love to do that. So just nostalgia and just to mark.
I love the Bridget Jones brand.
I love it as well. And it's actually one of the brands I always say that every movie is as good as the last one. Maybe the second I wasn't as into. But the first, third and fourth, I think, are as good as each other. If not getting better as they go along.
If you're not planning a trip to the cinema and you want to sit in the comfort of your own home, what are your Netflix recommendations for us?
I'm currently obsessed with At Home with the Furies. It's just so interesting. Their lifestyle, him, he's just, you'll hear it all now. You need to hear this clip.
I'm back, baby. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our family time.
Ow! Get off!
Hey, hey!
Oh! All the kids driving us mad on the daily. Amen.
My hero is with that.
I'm running with the best of the best.
Do you want to lose or do you want to win?
Anxiety, depression and pain.
You frighten me when you talk like this.
I need it back.
Yes, that's just a snippet of the madness that
this
goes
is
on in this.
This is season two. I watched season one and I loved it.
Did you love it? Yeah. See, I did as well. I remember at the end is one of those, I was like, when is the next one? Like, it was just, I just love seeing people's lives. Like, I watch YouTube vloggers for a living, so I love this. Like, I absolutely love it. This one is very interesting because he has retired again. And as we know, he was fighting at the weekend.
Had he not come out of retirement in the last one?
So this one is Paris saying again, like he's like, I'm loving retirement. It's great. I'm at home with my kids and it's great. But he starts to get tetchy again. But I liked this because it's such an insight into him, the big bravado. But he actually peels it back and he talks about his depression, his anxiety.
Kind of.
And in this season, he actually starts to talk a little bit more about how it actually stemmed when he was younger. And his dad features a lot. You probably saw that in the first one. And I was actually just watching one of the episodes.
Tommy was in some of the first one as well, actually.
And Bambi. And I see that he announces, I haven't actually got that far in it yet, but I see that he does announce their second pregnancy in this. So he's in it a good bit too. But Tommy's actually telling Tyson, give it up. Like, stay at home with your family. Yeah. You've done it all now. You don't need to keep coming back.
And I'm not a reality TV person at all, but I have to say I really enjoyed At Home with the Furies season one.
Really enjoyed it.
So I'll give this a go.
Give this one a go. And it's so funny because he loves himself, but his kids love him. They adore him. They're his, he is their idol, and it's actually quite lovely to see.
What else is your on your streaming recommendations for us?
I also love Love on the Spectrum. I think it is.
Haven't watched this at all.
Oh, I just think it's actually one of the truest reality dating shows there is. They actually do go on to find love, and I know, and I love Love Island, and I love all of the others, and I'm obsessed with Married at First Sight. But they're there for a different reason.
What's this about?
This is people on the spectrum, all kind of, you know, different forms, and they're trying to find love. And it just, and there's a few that this is going now for a good few seasons, and there's a few that are kind of season stalwarts. So we've seen them go through the trials and tribulations and the breakups and the makeups, and now we're getting some proposals and they're starting to move into their apartments. But it's just so lovely. Like, these characters are actually looking for what they want, and they will say it. Like, they're so they come out with everything out straight. You know, they will say, you're my type. Actually, I really don't like your personality. So that's not it. It's like what you really want to say, but it's very raw. But I also think it's just very real.
So this is season four on Netflix as well. Mm-hmm. Love on the Spectrum. This is actually my TV recommendation for listeners this week.
No one would ever suspect a guy like me.
How are the kids?
Oh, they're fine.
Wife?
Ex-wife.
Well, I gotta deliver some bad news. You're fired.
What?
Viewed from a certain perspective, life boils down to a series of interconnected decisions. You get the house, the cars, the stuff. But how the hell could everything go so wrong so fast?
Has anyone ever told you that you talk a lot?
Yeah, this is Your Friends and Neighbours. It's on Apple TV. It's actually, it's the season two of this just dropped last week. And sure, as sure as God, I am a full year behind, or even 2 years behind on this one. So I've only started watching season one of it. And it's with John Hamm. Mm. He's kind of this like disgraced hedge fund manager, and he effectively ends up, you know, stealing from his mates. And it's a, I think it's a 10 episode crime drama. It was released weekly, but of course I get the joy now of being able to sit down and watch all 10 episodes of the first season. Yeah, and I watched 3 on Sunday alone.
How long are the episodes?
About an hour, about 50 minutes or so. It's absolutely brilliant. It is my recommendation. And I'm delighted now that because I'm behind, I get to finish off season one and get straight into season two.
The dream. I actually prefer to start series like that on the back foot.
Really? Yeah, I do enjoy the appointment to watch as well. So that's my TV recommendation. What's your don't miss listening recommendation for listeners?
So if you weren't at Coachella, you were on the couch watching, I would say Coachella, who didn't see all the videos this weekend?
Well, 2 years ago, I wanted to put out a little song before Coachella. And now I think you might know the fucking words.
Yeah, Yes, so as I said, I think there were two groups of people in the world at the weekend. There were some that were in the desert that they were there watching her, and there were some of us that were watching on our phones and our screens, and I couldn't scroll and not see that or Justin Bieber.
I felt like the whole country was at it.
I felt like actually so many people that, not that you know, but you know from online, were at it. So it did feel like that, but it looked amazing. And Sabrina Carpenter there, we just heard, put on an absolute spectacular, just a showwoman. Like, it really is. Like, everyone's saying about the budget that must have been for that show. There was tears of people.
Have you ever been
on stage? No.
I know one or two who've gone to Coachella. It must be the bougiest festival going. I mean, the price of things to get there, at it, to stay, to eat, to drink. I mean, and like, if nothing else, it just seems to be a total fashion show. People getting outfits custom made for it.
But this is it. It is becoming a bit of an influencer event. Like, you're there to be seen more than anything. So that's the other thing about, I'm like, I actually don't mind watching from home because I don't know how fun it would be there. I mean, I'm sure it would be lovely, but you're talking a couple of grand to be there. And then Justin Bieber was there as well, and we never really see him, and he literally took out his MacBook, put up YouTube videos of him when he was a teen singing his songs and sang with them. Now, he had to kind of do that because obviously he was 16 when he was doing a lot of these songs, so his voice has totally changed. So it was almost like he was harmonizing in his lower tone voice. And there was a bit of skeptics that were saying, you know, Sabrina put on this massive show and he was able to just walk on and play a YouTube video.
Yeah.
But I suppose it's just different.
I'd love to see her live sometime, actually. Tickets, what's going on?
Ticket Watch, Niall Horan has announced another date for his dinner party tour. So he's gone on tour again this week. He's gone on tour again this year. He has a new album out and the new single Dinner Party just dropped. And those tickets are on sale on Friday. And David Gray as well, he's announced he's in Cork this summer and his tickets are coming out in this Friday too.
Yeah, I heard him on McClare actually a little earlier today. Katie Gallagher, Spin News anchor. Thanks a million, Katie, for joining us here on Lunchtime Live this Tuesday afternoon with your Don't Miss Recommendations of the Week.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.